You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime Monday time. But not really.
Countdown to the end of school.
Girl, okay.
Almost summer, Memorial Day. Summer,
right. All of that. Is that this? Okay. So it's 1 week before the actual Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time this airs, I will have one graduation done. So, you know, it's kind of weird. It's wonky, right? Like all these graduations. So where we live, you have a graduation for eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade, fourth grade, and 12th grade, right? So,
but yeah, you guys are extra. That's extra.
I know,
I'm sorry.
So extra.
I think the little preschool graduation is kind of cute, right? Because it's just like pictures. And then high school, that's how many graduations I think you should have.
Well,
then
so
college,
I have a fourth
I'm not
grader.
With the fifth grade. You didn't do shit.
Know.
You don't even have to pass a class.
I know. So I have a fourth grader, a sixth grader, and an eighth grader, you guys. So I have all three are having graduations from one from elementary school, one from middle school. Or no. Yeah. One. No. Two from elementary school. Because my one son goes to a private school where elementary goes to sixth grade. The other one goes till fourth grade. And then I have my daughter graduating from middle school. But the fun thing about Kyla is I just got an email today that she gets something extra because she broke the school record for pole vaulting. And so they're throwing her like a whole thing where she gets like to take the plaque off of like the school record and then put her own name up there. So it's kind of exciting.
Okay. Well, that is actually cool. But cap and gown situation for graduating from eighth grade.
Oh yeah. No, they don't do that. They don't do that. It's just kind of like I don't even think they're called a graduation. It's called like a promotion. So,
A promotion. Yeah.
They don't do the cap and gown stuff, but I do think the cap and gown for preschool would be cute. None of my kids ever did that.
It is cute. Yeah. For them, it's cute. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we have going on. And then I decided to throw the parties. So this whole entire week,
I'm going to be, that's what you need to do. Real stupid. Is add more to your plate. That's real stupid.
I know.
I could kill you.
Yeah. I know. All she's thinking right now, you guys, is taxes.
I'm thinking we have Crime Con. We have like so many things to do.
Oh my God.
Emails
you're so
to return,
right.
Stuff
by
to
the
do.
Way. Yeah, oh my God. You're thinking. So right. You're so right. But I am getting these hats made for Crime Con that are so damn cute. So if you're going to Crime Con, which you really should, you can get last minute tickets. No problem. Go to Nashville. It's the last weekend in May. We are going to have some good swag this time, like really good stuff. So
we really
don't
are.
It,
it's a hell of a way to kick off your summer. Crime
you know,
conscious
somebody was
in
asking
Nashville.
Me,
yeah, live music.
Oh my God. So good.
Hot chicken. Get it.
I thought you were just going to say hot chicks.
No.
I was like, okay, Gretchen, hot chicks. And
well, that
music.
That too. Okay.
Yeah. You're looking at them if you're watching on YouTube.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody gave me a comment. I don't know how to take this, but they said Tabitha is the biggest one-upper ever. What does that mean, Gretchy? Do I one-up you all the time?
Yeah. I
concur. Oh my God.
Yeah. I think we both have a tendency to do that though, in fairness, commenter. You will be like, you'll be like, I am sick. And you'll be like, no girl, I am so much sicker than
sick.
You. But I don't think it's just you. I think we both do that.
Oh my gosh.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So I'm going to apologize to you, Gretchen. For
oh, okay. I'm going to accept it. Okay. Okay, you want to hear my crime?
Yeah,
let's
girl.
Let's get into it today.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Today's case is a listener suggestion from Gladys Guerrero. Thank you, Gladys.
Gladys. You know, I haven't heard that name in a long time, but my babysitter growing up, her name was Gladys. And I think it's such a pretty name.
It was my great grandmother's name. And so when I had chickens back in the day, I want chickens again in my future. I'm going to manifest that. I named one of them Gladys because I think chickens all need, you know, old lady names.
Yes.
But Gladys isn't an old lady. No, I'm not saying that, Gladys. I'm walking that back right now.
And if she is an old lady, we love old ladies.
Then I'm sure she's the disco biscuit of old ladies.
100%. Right? You know, there was a girl that Kyla was playing basketball with the other day, and her name was Helen. And I was like, oh, also a chicken name.
Also a chicken name, yeah.
But also a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Weird.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it all starts when two smarty pants met in Missouri. My crime, that is, I'm talking about Tim and Larissa. Tim and Larissa met while working at the same nursing home while they were both pursuing higher education. Tim was pursuing his RN and Larissa was in graduate school for biochemistry. Smart stuff. Yeah. After college, they both gained employment in their fields. They married in 1982 and welcomed a daughter in 1985. In 1989, the family headed out west to Fresno, California, which is in California,
that's where my
central
family is.
And inland. Yes. Okay. So, you know, Fresno is not known for being like the sexiest part of the Golden State, but where Tim and Larissa lived in Clovis is really pretty baller.
Okay, so my aunt lives in Clovis, and it is the fancy part of Fresno.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, they had the baller Clovis lifestyle on account of Larissa's biochem job at Pan Agricultural Labs.
Yes, I don't know what they pay. I was going to say there's a lot of ag up in
agriculture, out there.
Farmers, all that.
I don't know what they paid for their house back in the day, but it was 4,000 square feet in a nice neighborhood with good schools.
Nice and big.
Current market value is around $1 million. So,
what?
Yeah. So, I mean, they were
for the Fresno area.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So Larissa was the one bringing home most of the bacon with her, you know, lab job, but Tim certainly contributed it as well. He worked as a hospital administrator. A year after they made the move to Clovis, they welcomed another child, a boy. The family seemed to be doing life well. They went to church. Tim belonged to the lodge. And professionally, you know, Larissa killed it. Larissa had so many biochemistry skills. After a few years, she decided to open up her very own lab. Owning your own business is a situation. And so it's understandable that Larissa worked longer, less flexible hours than Tim. So Tim sort of took on the Mr. Mom kind of role, taking on more responsibilities around the house with the children. Tim was what I like to call, you know, a go-along to get-along kind of guy. You know, I see these go-along to get-along husbands in the wild sometimes. The type that, you know, say like, what's next on the honey-do list? And they know the names of their children's teachers. And they fold clothes and shit like that, you know?
Okay, so my friend Liz, she gives her husband a honey-do list. And he takes it and does it. Mind blowing.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot. I think it's pretty unusual, right?
I don't know. I mean, because our husbands don't do it, I think that's why we think it's unusual. But maybe it's not unusual. I think I have another friend that has the honey-do list, and he does.
Okay,
it too.
don't hate me, Liz. I mean, I think in theory it sounds great, but I mean, don't tell Fred. I think it's probably hotter that he isn't so go with the flow. You know what I mean? I like a run for my money, you know?
That goes back to childhood trauma, all this shit where we like have this thing where we like to, you know, really work really hard and get like torn down and then work really hard. And
totally. Yeah.
Right? That's why we chose those bad boys for like the longest times. Like, where we were like, we can work with this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I like to get my way. I just like, I like a little feistiness in between.
I know.
Okay. Well, Larissa, she was drawn to the go along to get along vibe because Larissa was known as being a real bossy pants. Okay. Her way or the highway type of lady. So you would think having an agreeable partner in Tim would be like the yin to her yang, peas and carrots, marital bliss, et cetera. No, it wasn't. You know why? Because it's not hot. That's what I'm saying. It's not hot to have someone just do everything you say all the time. Mm-hmm. Either way, male to female, female to male, right? The arrangement they had with the kind of, you know, conventional role reversal didn't really work for the Schusters, though I'm sure it works for a lot of people. The problem with the Schusters was Larissa really emasculated Tim with her belittling and demanding tone, according to friends. You know,
yeah, I don't like that.
Tone is huge.
It's definitely more than what you say.
It is. It really is. Okay, so this really came to my attention recently, how important it is to me, because my school crossing guard went on a cruise, okay? And they had some substitute crossing guards for Miss Sally. I usually would use somebody else's name, but Miss Sally is so good that I can't change her name. That's her real name. Okay. So okay. Miss Sally, let me tell you where she's the coolest. Okay. She wears a visor and culottes and she does not fuck around. She commands the crosswalk. If you so much as get a toe close to the curb, she's going to have your ass back up, but she's going to tell you with the perfect balance of kind and firm. She also tells you to look both ways every time while she's holding the stop sign and there are no cars in sight. I mean, you're going to look both ways for her. Right?
Listen, I like that because I feel like my kids still like don't even know that.
Yes. Okay. Well, it could be construed as extra, but it's all good because she has a nice, direct tone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she was gone and we had a couple of subs that were like, wait, okay, you can cross now.
Wow.
And I felt violated by their tone. I did not appreciate it at all. I wanted to say to them in those moments, like, excuse me, who the fuck are you? And where is Miss Sally?
Yeah.
You know, but I couldn't because of the children, because I like to present as sane. But my point is, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right.
Okay.
And you're saying she was
not telling
her husband.
Gives good direction. Yes. And
no, Sally was, but this Larissa was doing that. She was like, put your toe back, get to the other side.
Yeah.
I don't care if you look both ways.
Right. Yeah. Belittling.
Yeah, I don't.
Right. Like you're stupid. Because you attempted to cross a little too soon or, you know, whatever the situation is.
Right.
Okay. Tim wasn't the only one that did not care for Larissa's tone in the household. Neither did her teenage daughter. And unlike her go along to get along dad, she talked back, as teenage girls tend to do. Well, that was not working for Larissa. And the fights between Larissa and daughter Kristen became a huge point of contention in the house. Sounds like pretty typical teenage disputes, you know, missing curfew, talking to boys, you know, etc. Larissa didn't cope with the struggle of raising a spirited teenager and decided to exert her alpha Karen and send Kristen to live with family in Missouri. This caused a lot of resentment between Tim and Larissa because Tim actually wanted to raise his own daughter. You know, like the nerve. Mm-hmm. The resentment over Larissa sending Kristen to live in Missouri was not the only problem in the Schuster marriage. According to Larissa, Tim was not bringing the sexy back. He was impotent, according to Larissa. Ugh. And that is not something she had a problem sharing with people.
That's embarrassing. Now,
I know. Listen, I don't know how impotence works. But I'm thinking maybe Tim just didn't want to bang Larissa because she was an emasculating bizatch, right?
It could be true. I mean, did she find him on Ashley Madison later? Because if so, then you're right.
Then you would know. No, I think Tim is not the cheating type.
No.
Okay. Even with her emasculation,
listen,
insults, poor tone.
You would think. We've seen it with our very own eyes, people that are not the cheating type that are cheating.
Well, that's true. But I think if I had to bang her, I might be like, sorry, my junk don't work too. Try a nicer tone. Okay. So seeing as how the Schusters had not been experiencing marital bliss for the better part of two decades, in February of 2002, Larissa filed for the big D, as you call it, divorce.
Okay. You're not meaning Dallas or Dick.
I'm not meaning Dallas. Divorce. Yeah.
Are you sure their name is not the Schusters?
It could be Schuster. It could be Schuster.
I never heard that last name, Schuster. So I feel like it's Schuster. Schuster. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it S-C-H-U?
S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R.
Schuster.
Yeah.
Maybe Schuster. Okay. Anywho.
Okay, so Larissa files for divorce. Ironically, although she filed, she really didn't want Tim to move out initially. So Larissa and Tim agreed to live on separate floors in the same home. I mean, I think that's like doable when you have 4,000 square feet, you know, possibly.
And they're not even banging anyway, so who cares?
Right. Yeah. The wall sharing situation, living situation was on account of, while Larissa was definitely ready for the marriage to be over, she was not ready for the division of assets that comes with that. She really did not feel that any part of her business, which was valued at around $1 million, belonged to Tim or the house. And she wasn't keen on sharing custody of the son either. Well, Tim felt this was pretty unreasonable, and he grew a pair and told her so, and he got a lawyer, and Larissa did not like that. She didn't take it well when people stood up to her. Larissa wanted to divorce Tim and still control him. which, you know, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think although he had begun to stand up for himself, he was still maybe passive aggressive, conflict avoiding, because he didn't move out until she was away visiting her parents in Missouri. That's when Tim took it upon himself to move into a condo. When Larissa came home from her trip and found that Tim had bounced, she blew a gasket, or a basket, I should say, because besides taking his clothes, Tim also took some housewares, which included some baskets and mixing bowls. Larissa left him a message about how mad she was about the nerve of him to take anything with him from the house, like the mixing bowls and the baskets specifically. But I am like, Larissa, girl, it's called community property. He left most of the valuable items, like the electronics and the furniture, like you cleaned up in the big picture. Just take yourself down to Home Goods, right? Get totally. Some new baskets and bowls. Well, she was really attached to those baskets and bowls and was real determined to get them back. She had an employee, someone who ran errands for her and took care of her son periodically, assist her in getting her shit back. His name was James Fagone. He was a nice-looking young man who made good grades and did not have a record of getting into trouble. For whatever reason, this young man felt compelled to do whatever Larissa asked him to do, even if it was not in his job description and illegal, like breaking and entering.
Oh, she sent him to go to the house to break in to get the baskets and bowls back.
Yeah. And let me tell you the craziest part. They weren't even banging. Nope. That's always where this part goes, right?
Oh, like, my God.
You know, controlling older lady gets the young stud.
And yeah. He was what? Making 15 bucks an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who knows? I mean, well, 15 bucks an hour would have been a lot. Because this is back in 2002.
Oh, so he's probably making like 10 or less.
10. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Larissa and James, not even banging, which is pretty bananas because James really had a bright future ahead of him before Larissa managed to tangle him up in her shady web. Mm-hmm. As you know, I was telling you, she really wanted those bowls and baskets back. And so she had James break into Tim's new crib and retrieve them. Then she had another employee from her lab get a storage unit in their name so that she could hide those baskets and bowls. Seriously, like one trip to Home Goods. Okay. When Tim came home and found his home had been ransacked and the intruders had, you know, jacked the baskets and bowls, he knew this was the work of Larissa, clearly, mm-hmm. right? But he never reported it, which I sort of get because, you know, he thought, well, maybe she's got her shit. It's probably over and calling the cops might escalate things. And even if he did, like, what's he going to say? I've been burglarized and my TV, computer, and cash are still here, but the thief took my most valuable mixing bowls.
Yeah.
Like, no, and I don't want to do that,
he was
right?
married to her. So he's like, come on. You're not going to.
Yeah.
You're just going to think she's a little cuckoo bananas.
Par for the course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of reporting the theft, he moved to a home where he felt more secure, and he bought a gun. According to Tim's friends, the more time Tim spent living away from Larissa, the more Tim started feeling himself. He developed a backbone and decided that he deserved his fair share when it came to the divorce settlement and custody, and he was not going to be intimidated by Larissa anymore. Larissa did not commit any more breaking and entering, but she did leave a whole lot of nasty messages for Tim on his answering machine. And she keyed his car.
Oh. Yeah. And she keyed his car.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Yeah. Mature.
Mature. Very mature.
Is that the word you're looking for?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, I can't even believe people really do that, but they do.
Right? They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't bring myself to use the exact word she called Tim repeatedly, but it rhymes with baguette. Okay.
Okay.
So I quote this from one of her messages. So just so you get the gist of Larissa's ugly bitterness, I quote, "You baguette. You couldn't even fuck a dog, you impotent baguette."
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. That's no way to consciously uncouple. That's hostile. Okay. Oh
my God. Consciously uncouple.
Okay.
Listen, if I'm ever uncoupling, it's not going to be, or it's not going to be conscious either.
No matter if you were uncoupling, you still would never use that word. That's terrible.
I never use that word ever. So I don't know.
Uh-uh. No. Okay. So you know how when things are like intense, when custody exchanges go down, they have like some neutral territory, you know, to do the exchange.
I know.
Sometimes it's like even the police station. Well, for Larissa and Tim, it was frequently at her nail salon where she had a standing appointment on Thursdays. Larissa confided in her manicurist, like I do, the checker at Trader Joe's, but extra. Okay. She told her all about how much she hated Tim and wished he was dead. She also told her, you know, I can make things happen just like I did the robbery. Okay. The manicurist didn't actually think Larissa was going to like put a hit out on Tim, you know, breaking into his house to get mixing bowls is nuts, but it doesn't scream, you know, cold blooded murderer. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even if she was saying, you know, like she thought he should die. Plus, you know, I imagine this manicurist is like desensitized to this kind of chatter because she probably listened to unreasonable bitches all day long.
It's like hairstylists, you know, they know all your shit.
Well, I think with manicurists, even more so, I have a theory because I think that this particular type of crazy likes to get their claws did. Okay. I think that those type of crazies like to get their claws did. Think about it. The most crazy bitches you associate with, do they have claws? I'm not talking like a little gel manicure or a sporty acrylic. I mean like medium to long.
Oh,
claw.
The long.
Mm-hmm. In my life, a lot of the like claw carrying types eat Cocoa Puffs. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Also, side note, Larissa also confided in her friends and the manicurist that violating Tim's home gave her better than an orgasm, like was better than an orgasm from sex.
Okay.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't even know what to do with that. Okay.
No.
Okay. But I have to tell you, it's my duty to the people. Okay. Well, one day at Larissa's standing appointment where Tim usually picked up their son, he didn't show up for the exchange. This was unusual. Tim is a punctual and dependable guy, but the manicurist let it go and thought at the time, well, maybe things are just finally going Larissa's way and she got more custody of her son, you know, who I'm sure is like stoked to be getting more time with his mom so he can sit through like regular nail appointments. I mean, I can't even imagine. This was 2002, like pre-tablet. What did people do with their children when they got manicures? They must have been bored to tears.
Legos? I don't know.
I guess, right? Well, there was actually another appointment that day that Tim didn't show up for that did leave some people real concerned for him.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns Investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC - registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Tim had made a date with a coworker and her husband. They were always friendly, but the reason they were meeting this day was because Tim and his coworker had both been laid off from their jobs at the hospital. They were going to meet so Tim could relay everything he was told from the HR department about severance and stuff like that before the coworker went in for her HR meeting. Mm-hmm. When Tim was a no-show, the friends thought that is so unlike him. But when the coworker learned that he hadn't showed up for his HR meeting either that morning, you know, she feared the worst.
Yeah, that's.
Well, she feared like suicide. Because
he'd just been
laid off. He's going through this awful divorce, you know. Right. So they called Tim's friend, Vic, who went over to Tim's house immediately to check on him. He was able to get in the house through a side door and found no sign of Tim, but his cell phone, wallet, and keys were there, which was kind of even more concerning.
Yeah.
So the police were called to report Tim missing. Police wanted to talk to anyone that had been in contact with Tim, and they knew Larissa had made a phone call to Tim the night before at 2 a.m. because it was on her caller ID, or his caller ID.
And why at 2 a.m.? That seems a very strange time.
Well, that's what they were thinking. That's why they wanted to chat with her. So they asked Larissa to come on down to the station, and they asked her what she knew and thought about Tim being, you know, missing in action. And she said she had no idea where he was and that things were so difficult between them that she goes weeks without saying a word to him. Well, they were like, that's funny. Because you were on his caller ID at 2 a.m. Larissa told them, oh, yeah, she forgot about that. She butt dialed Tim that night. She just somehow rolled onto the phone and it called Tim because he was on her speed dial. When they asked to see her phone, she said, oops, I left it at home. And then she mentioned that Tim was impotent, that she was on the church choir, And she apologized for being extra chatty because she's taking a lot of Vicodin. So, you know, everything Larissa is spewing was not like jiving with the investigators.
Oh my
so
gosh.
One of them decided to take a trip out to the parking lot. Since there weren't very many vehicles, it wasn't hard to guess which one was likely Larissa's. And guess what? There was a cell phone on the seat. So he called Larissa's number from Tim's caller ID and the phone rang.
And it started ringing.
Yeah. And so he went back to the interview room and told Larissa, good news, girl. You did not leave your cell phone at home. So now we can go and take a look. They did the look. And in fact, Tim was not a speed dial number on the phone. Larissa was then forced to backpedal the phone call thing, but swore that she didn't know anything about Tim's whereabouts. And so police were very sus of her, but they didn't have enough to hold her, so she was free to go. But she left knowing that her police interview was not looking good for her. She told her friend about it, who was like, shit, girl, everybody knows you are not a fan of Tim. And lying to the police about your phone when he's missing is going to make you the number one suspect.
You look real bad, girl.
Yeah, real bad. Just wait. I'll bet the next thing they do is search your house. Larissa was like, that's silly. They can't do that. I have a vacation planned and I'm leaving on Sunday. They wouldn't inconvenience me like that.
Even better, Larissa.
Right?
You're not there. They could go through everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Larissa thought for a minute and said to her friend, like, actually, could you just stay with the boy for a little while? I've got to go pay some bills at the lab on a Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend agreed to stay with her son, but after a couple hours, she called and said she had to go. She ain't got all day.
Where are you, girl?
Yeah. Yeah. So Larissa said, well, that's fine. You can leave the boy alone. She would be there soon, but she still had to tie up some loose ends. Larissa did, by the way, actually go to the lab while her friend stayed with her son, but she left the lab after she asked the same trusty employee who had rented a storage locker for her in their name to rent a U-Haul truck with a lift gate for her in her name as well. She said she had something heavy that needed moving before she went on her upcoming trip, which was scheduled the following day. Larissa did make it on her trip. And while she was traveling, police continued to contact everyone in Tim's contacts. Of course, they got an earful from anyone that was close to Tim about how volatile Larissa was and the bizarre, you know, break-in situation with the bowls and shit the year prior.
Right.
They came across the name James Fagone and asked him about his relationship with Larissa and if he knew anything about breaking in. James confessed that he had assisted Larissa in getting her dumb shit, but he didn't know anything about where Tim is now, and so they let him go. So the investigators know Larissa is hiding something, but they didn't have enough information to piece it together until Larissa's friend, who she had left to watch her son while she, quote, paid bills, and her employee who rented the U-Haul and storage unit decided that they needed to tell the police that Larissa had been acting shady. Okay, let me tell you what I think about these people who don't wait to even be like interviewed by police. They just go into the police station on their own. Good on them. Probably actually real smart. But it also brings me back to Miss Sally. Because if that lady asked me to rent a U-Haul for her, I would do it. No questions asked, right? And if the police started sniffing around, I would stay quiet until they came to me. Okay. But I do not feel that way about any number of other, you know, school employees, right?
So what you're saying is if Larissa had a better attitude, she could have
gotten
this covered up a little bit more.
If she used a nicer tone with her friends and employees, I think they would have been cool with her, like I'm cool with Miss Sally, and they wouldn't have rushed to go to the police.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
All right. So the moral of the story is, listen, don't be an asshole ever. But if you are going to be an asshole, especially don't be an asshole when you're up to no good.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So with this secret storage unit, now they know about the U-Haul and the storage unit, okay?
Yeah.
Information in hand, police decide to visit the unit, of course. They are like, let's go get those mix and bowls.
I want to know what's going on in the U-Haul.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they want to get those mixing bowls back so they can return them to Tim in the very least, right? Assuming Tim is somewhere all good. But when they arrived, before they even opened the unit, they were knocked out by the smell.
Oh, no.
By the way, they did find the mixing bowls and the baskets. Okay. But the smell was so bad, they had to get hazmat masks to breathe and locate the source of the stench. They found it in the corner of the unit in a barrel.
They found Tim?
Tim, yeah. Larissa had been using her biochemistry skills for fucking evil. When police removed the lid, they found Tim half dissolved in hydrochloric acid.
Oh my God. What did she use the U-Haul for? The bin? The barrel there. Oh my gosh. Girl, she should have used the bin or the U-Haul to transport Tim out to BFE in the middle of like the 5 freeway where nobody is.
Yeah.
Or even that cow farm. I mean, like somewhere, but.
Yeah, it's bad.
She's awful.
It's good. Yeah, no, it's bad.
That is so disturbing and sad.
It really is. The remains were taken to the coroner. Mm. So Larissa had some splaining to do, but she was in Florida at the moment. So while they figured out, you know, where to apprehend her, they brought back in her pal James again, since the whole body in the barrel of acid was likely a 2-person job. And he'd already confessed to lending Larissa a hand in the past with her dirty work. And they were right.
Oh,
he lent Larissa a hand in this case too.
James, seriously?
James.
How old is James?
I think he was 19.
Yeah.
I'm not 100 on that.
Oh, it's like you're not
good looking kid.
The frontal lobe is just not there.
Oh, listen, you're going to die. James spilled his guts to investigators. No lawyer. No. According to
no
James,
lawyer, no lawyer, no plea deal.
He just told it.
James, fuck. Where is James's parents? You need them.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so according to James, Larissa approached him and said she would pay him $2,000 to do more than rob Tim this time. This time, she wanted to scare Tim a little. She asked James to purchase a stun gun. He said that night, Larissa called Tim and got him to come to the door without the gun he had purchased to protect himself from her because she told him on the phone their son was sick.
At 2 a.m.,
yeah. When he opened the door, that's when they stunned him and then used chloroform on him to knock him out.
Oh my God, then, James is actually like a murderer. He didn't just help her put the body into the barrel.
Well, yes, I think let's like reserve your judgment, but yeah, okay. So then they zip tied him and loaded him into James's truck and took him over to Larissa's house where she had the barrel. They put Tim in
alive.
And began dumping acid on him. So gnarly.
She is the worst human ever.
Ever. It was so gross. I'm not going to get into it. I mean, I think that's enough, right? James says that Larissa did all the acid dumping and he had no idea that the plan was to kill Tim. He says that...
What did he think was going to happen?
Well, he says that when she asked him to rent a U-Haul, he refused because he didn't want to get dragged into this any further. I mean, I'm thinking for $2,000, he's not thinking that they're going to kill Tim.
when they dump his head in the acid.
I mean, I don't think you go from just like breaking in and taking some mixing bowls to committing that maybe the most horrific type of murder we've ever covered. And, you know, he doesn't have all that frontal lobe stuff.
You're telling me.
Okay. So what he says happened after that, he refused to get the U-Haul because he didn't want to get dragged in the, you know, he didn't want to continue to be a part of this. But then after Larissa was questioned by the police initially, she called him and asked him to help remove the barrel to the lab, where he obliged and says that at the lab, she dumped more acid onto him. And then she called on him again after her friend made the comment about the search warrants. You know, she got spooked. And so he helped her again get the barrel to the storage facility with the U-Haul.
My God.
Yeah. In an effort to corroborate James's story, they asked about, you know, where did Larissa dump the empty bottles of acid and the stun gun? Well, they found the empty bottles in the trash where James told them they would be. And as if finding a body in a barrel wasn't bad enough, James told them he dumped the stun gun in a porta potty. And the police went to the location of said porta potty and retrieved it.
Gross. That's so gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay. I think James naively thought that since he had not signed up for murder and hadn't poured the acid, he would not be in nearly as much trouble as Larissa. But he was wrong.
Dude.
He was arrested. Like, yeah.
Yes.
I know.
He is a murderer also.
I know.
Yeah. Like,
but I think he got roped into it.
Well, 100% he got roped into it, but dude should have gone home and been like, my boss just did this. And I got to call the police.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe he should have told his parents first so his parents could call.
Maybe not stun him in the first place. I mean, what is the point of like stunning him? That's bad.
All of it. It's so.
All of it is bad. Okay. So he was arrested and charged with first degree murder. So while he's being arrested, part of Larissa's trip was to fly from Florida to Missouri for a family visit. And when she got off the plane in Missouri, she was also arrested for murder in the first as well. Her poor son was with her. Larissa was transported back to California. She lawyered up. You know, as for James, he'd already done so much talking before lawyering. It might have worked out for him because of the corroborated evidence and just the whole vibe he gave the prosecutors. They believed his story and they wanted to negotiate a plea deal for him in exchange for his testimony against Larissa.
Yeah.
But God only knows why he refused a deal and went to trial.
Stop it. What an idiot.
He was found guilty of murder with the special circumstance of during a robbery, which meant he could only be sentenced to life without parole or death.
What a dummy. Like,
he got life without parole.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What at Larissa's a waste trial, of life.
Totally.
What a waste.
At Larissa's trial, she tried to pin it all on James, doing it all on his own because he wanted to protect her or something. I mean, they weren't even banging. Who's going to believe that, right? She's so diabolical. She took the stand. You know, that's is crazy.
Yeah. I can see her doing that because she is that person.
She is that person. She pretty much had an excuse for everything. It was tricky, though, because the judge ruled that they could not use James's confession at the trial. And James refused to testify, I'm guessing because he got so rat fucked, you know. So painting the narrative of the events to a jury was a challenge.
I would have been like, sign me up still, because this bitch is not getting less than me.
I don't know what James is thinking at all. I am with you. I think I would have thought the same thing. Yeah, I tried really hard to see if they were banging.
I think they were. I think it's just not in the news. There's just no way.
I don't think so.
She must have been doing something.
I don't know.
Is she cute? She's...
No. Sorry.
And he's cute. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So what was working for prosecutors was that the amount of acid she had purchased for the lab was like beyond unnecessary, as well as the acid-proof barrel, right? Also, she Googled like acid and decaying animal tissue, right? So it's looking like, you know, she had to have done it, and it was premeditated to boot. They also played all the messages that Tim had saved, which really showed Larissa's ugly true colors. Also, because in my opinion, she did not go through life with a kind tone. Everyone, including her manicurist, testified against her regarding her disdain for Tim and her threats to make him go away. So thankfully, the jury found her guilty. Her daughter spoke at her sentencing and said she hopes that the rest of her life and afterlife is filled with as much pain as she inflicted on her father, which I think is fair.
So sad. Yeah.
She is currently at the California Women's Facility in Corona, not too far from me.
No.
Larissa is 63 years old. James is 42 at a venal prison, which has various levels of security. I mean, it's better than San Quentin, right?
Yeah.
But they both appealed a lot and have not had any success.
No, I just looked him up and I looked her up. She, not cute. I wish the son
and the daughter, you know, well, that is a whole lot to overcome.
It is a lot to overcome. I wonder if they're still in the,
I think
Fresno
they're both
area.
In Missouri. No, because remember the daughter was already living in Missouri.
Right.
And she was arrested in Missouri. And so I'm sure the son went to the grandparents. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then they stayed there.
Okay.
Why would you go back to Clovis?
No. Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Sad story, man. Mm-hmm. Very sad. Because basically these kids have no parents anymore. And you don't want, I mean, you have one parent that you don't want to have. You can't even imagine your parent doing that to another parent. So sad.
Oh.
Evil in her heart. Okay. So thank you for that story, Gretchy Poo. If you guys haven't checked out Five Crimes, that's our beauty products. They are the best. I promise you, you will get them and you will enjoy them. And all of you that have purchased and are sending us messages about how much you love them, thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. And we do appreciate hearing your feedback. And we are thankful for you. If you want us more, we are on Patreon on Thursdays. So go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Or if you listen on Apple, you can just go to Clink Clink Club. And again, we will be at Crime Con. You can use, I think Housewives is the code when you check out on crimecon.com for your tickets. If it's not Housewives, it's Clink, but I think it's Housewives. And is there anything else? Anything that you need to wrap the show up with besides a little bow of yourself?
No, I think that's a lot.
Okay. Oh, we haven't said that in a whole long time. Yeah. Okay. That's a WAP, guys. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.